a quick hit Damon G short here on anchor.fm, brought to me by a listener, so shout out to them. If anyone has a request of a topic they want me to discuss, hit me up on DamonGShow@gmail.com and I will gladly look over your suggestion and I'll give my 2 cents. So the question posted was, and I quote, "Do you have hope for the future? Where do you see it coming from? And how do you grasp a hold of it during the tough times? Because at times, that's what we need the most. Hope for a better future." Well, that's a pretty in-depth question for someone like me to kind of handle. And this is my own 2 cents. I'm just a guy living on this planet like everybody else is. But to tackle that first part of the question, do I have hope for the future given everything going on in today's society? When we mix COVID recovery, let's be honest here, racial tensions amongst a lot of us and the people we come in contact with every day, the new normal, which is a lot of us working from home, being isolated from humanity, having to wear masks, having to live a more reduced social life and reduced social endeavors, I do have hope. I have hope that because of everything going on, we're able to put a lot of our egos to the side to focus on, in the big picture, don't think 2 steps in front of you. Think 20 steps in front of you of what really matters. And what matters to me is, and I actually had a conversation earlier today with someone about what I've been doing during quarantine because they worried about me because they know I'm not in New York anymore and they just wanted to check in on me. And I said, look, I've spent the last 3 months focusing on me and my purpose and my goals while still being relevant to those who need me and for the causes that need my attention and intention. So for instance, when we had Black Lives Matter protests here in Dallas, I did attend a few, completely masked up, gloves on, took precautions. My small group of people that I went with, we distanced ourselves, but we got our message across. We felt as if we were people of use getting our message across. I thankfully, and at first I didn't see this as a blessing, but I thankfully live about maybe 20 minutes north of Dallas. I'm able to see a different side of Dallas where I can say I have encountered people who have made racist commentary toward me, but I've also met people who I've bonded with because I frequent areas around here. I have found my niche in terms of people who I'd never in a million years would have thought I would have connected to. Even small connections with people who I made brief interactions with made them meaningful to me and that person. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago where I met an older man who was a short order cook here at a local takeout restaurant. And he's much older than me, but we found a way to bond over just enjoying flowers and nature and the fact that we both, as people of color, can appreciate being around things that when we were younger, we could never have thought we would have appreciated. Like from myself, I take daily walks around the neighborhood, about 10 to 15 minutes if I'm in a rush, 45 minutes to an hour if I'm just lost in my own space. And I get to enjoy the parks. I get to enjoy the scenery and the greenery and have an appreciation for actually being outdoors. And mind you, this was before the 101 degree temperatures that hit us recently because, let me tell you, the last 5 days have been a bit dreadful if you're going to be out more than 20 minutes at a time. Thankfully, right now, currently, I live right across street from a train station. I live close to restaurants and supermarket and such. But do I have hope for the future? I honestly think I do. I honestly do have hope for the future. because I have always been in the past one of the most closed off people in terms of getting to know others, trusting others, being open to others and different mindsets that were different from mine, because I grew up within the four walls of confinement thinking, hey, this is who I am, this is what I'm always going to be. I have hope for people who are willing to grow amidst the chaos and become this idealized or stylized version of themselves where they themselves can pay it forward. And I think that's one of the biggest goals that I've been accomplishing recently with clients and even just acquaintances and new friends that I've made over the past, since February that I've made. And I adore them all dearly. And I wouldn't have been able to if I was still stuck in my mindset of what's everybody's angle? What's everybody trying to do to get over on me? Where in reality, yes, there are people who will never understand me, who will always see me in some sort of light that I'm not. There are people who have a misconceived notion about me, or I have misconceived notions about them or other people. But the willingness to grow gives me hope. I have sat down with people who, on first glance, they have told me that they thought I was less than just because I look Latino. And instead of me getting angry, instead of me being upset, instead of me throwing a temper tantrum, I decided to actually engage in a peaceful conversation. And I know it's not a lot, and I know it's not earth-shattering, but I can honestly say I have changed this person's viewpoint, and they've changed a little bit of my viewpoint, talking to non-people of color in terms of how they view the world and how they view life and how they view the way the world is currently going. And we were able to meet on a lot of different commonalities, which in previous years, your boy would never have in a million years. And for the second half of the question about where do you see the hope coming from, I see it coming from all of us. I see it coming from the people that are willing to have these really difficult conversations and these really difficult discussions to continue to build bridges and kind of close the gap between what is assumed versus what is real. And for me to grasp that in my current state is something, again, I'm going to allude to my past. My upbringing never would have had me conversing with and just being present in these types of conversations when I used to abide by the stick to your own, my way or the highway. Don't take anyone else's feelings into consideration. But I've learned to grow in these quick situations. And to be quite honest, grasping it during the tough times, the potential for growth is what I hold on to. The potential for other people's growth, as well as my own, is what I hold on to. The ability to grow from just any interaction or any day-to-day happenstance makes me very happy. For instance, I brought this up again. I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. I overheard a few women in a park look at me in the neighborhood I live and say, hey, I didn't know there were Mexicans that lived in this neighborhood. They didn't think I was listening because I had my earpiece in, but I heard them loud enough, feel offended at first, actually, from what they said. But then, hey, that's their viewpoint of me, not Damien the person, not Damien G the human, just the outer exterior. And I could have got mad and I could have thrown a drink in their face. I could have cussed them out. I could have filmed them for TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and the like. I just continued reading my book. Because I've heard worse. I've heard worse from my own people. I've heard worse from my own family. So for me, I can brush that off like it's a Tuesday. But grasping those kinds of things during the tough times is knowing that there is possibility for growth, knowing there is possibility for change is one of the things that inspires me day in and day out. Because I don't know on any given day what the day is going to give me. I can only do my part. And that is, from a physical standpoint, wear my mask in the new society, in the new normal. Wear a mask, educate, be willing to learn, and hold on to things in the big picture, not my picture, the big picture, that I can say, okay, I understand. Even if I don't fully agree with something, I can understand it. I can connect to it, and I can respect another person's viewpoint and not hate them and not want to charge at them with pitchforks and fire and just say, okay, maybe we won't ever agree on this point, but the dialogue is the thing that can help turn the tide in my estimation. Again, I'm just the guy. I'm just the dude with a microphone and a Puerto Rican afro right now, and I don't intend on cutting it anytime soon. But I'm just a dude who interacts with people on a daily basis. Clients, strangers, passerbys, and the like. And that's how I kind of just go day to day. I sift through what I learn. I'm hoping they sift through what the things I talk about, which they learn from me. And then we push it forward. You know, we pay it forward to other people. I think that's the, as humans, that is the base level to hold on to hope to the future or for the future, because growth is necessary to evolve. Stagnation is the death of everything that human beings were put on this planet for, in my estimation. You stagnate, you die. You learn, you grow, you evolve. And I think that's kind of the long and short of how I feel about those kinds of things. So again, I have hope for me. I have hope for the people I interact with. I have hope for everybody I haven't even met yet to evolve to a point where the bigger picture trumps the ego of the short term. And as always, if y'all want to shoot me a topic to discuss on a quick hit, or even if something with me and Dio, or just me, myself, or a mini cast, please feel free. DamonGShow@gmail.com is where you can find me. DamonG347 on Twitter and the Damon G Show on Instagram. And I will talk to you soon.